life, a man becomes dissatisfied with it, and not content with what he has, he seeks the satisfaction of his desires through prayer to God, etc. His mind is gradually purified until he longs to know God, more to obtain his grace than to satisfy his worldly desires. Then God's grace begins to manifest. God takes the form of a guru and appears to the devotee, teaches him the truth, and moreover, purifies his mind by association. The devotee's mind gains strength and is then able to turn inward. By meditation, it is further purified, and it remains still without the least ripple. That calm expanse is the self. The guru is both external and internal. From the exterior, he gives a push to the mind to turn inward. From the interior, he pulls the mind towards the self and helps in the quieting of the mind. That is Guru Kripa. There is no difference between God, Guru, and the self. Nadaga praised the Guru, Ribhu, thus. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has with natural ease carried me across the originless ocean of the sorrow of worldly existence in which I was submerged, by the ferry of knowledge to the far shore of the immemorial Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, my Guru, who has inspired me, submerged in several severe sorrows, thinking that I am the perishable body, into realizing that I am the afflictionless Supreme Brahman, and conferred undivided bliss on me. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has taught me that all is the undivided Supreme Brahman, and that I am, and removed all doubts such as this world is real and I am insentient. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has, by conferring the worthy, undivided Supreme knowledge on me, long submerged in illusion and in the whirl of thought that the erroneous path of action would enable me to reach the goal, made me verily that itself. Glory to the Guru of the nature of the undivided Absolute, who has appeared as an embodiment of grace, and who has taken me into your grace. Glory to you, the Supreme Guru, who is eminently fitted to be the rare refuge in all the varieties of worlds. Glory to the Guru, who is blemishless, partless, peerless, and pervasive without a pause. Glory to the Guru, who is the Supreme Shiva, the higher than the highest, the Supreme Self, the Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, Sadguru, the blemishless, shining as the originless, undivided nature manifest. Glory to you, Sadguru, the taintless, undivided, supreme knowledge. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, who transcends the taintless knowledge and towers as the changeless. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, the realized, the equanimous, the totally unattached. Glory to the Guru, who is a mass of existence, consciousness, bliss. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the motionless, the peaceful. Glory to the Guru, the eternal, the attributeless. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the taintless. Glory to this Guru, the pure, infinite expanse. Glory to the Supreme Guru, pervasive as that which is subtle. Glory to the Guru, the perfectly full and non-dual. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the undivided. Honored Guru with the sublime knowledge beyond comprehension, by your compassion, small-minded I have overcome my littleness and have grown to be the great, undivided, complete, perfect fullness without separate identity. By obtaining this hard-to-get audience of yourself, I have obtained all there is to be obtained in this birth. By the rare relationship with your grace, I have become one who has successfully fulfilled all that is to be done. My guide, of the words that you and your grace have bestowed, I have taken up for the reflection one of the statements of certitude that you have uttered. Thoroughly effacing all attachment and holding fast to supreme bliss, I have become of the nature of the Supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your compassion that has removed all my worldly sorrow and conferred undivided bliss? There is not an iota of doubt in what has been said. How shall I describe this greatness of yours, revered master?